Yeah.
Now we have a third party, so I can know.
He came in, he was like, I came in, he's like roboting, and then he's like, and I was like, oh god, so he's dying.
Oh, no, the cough was me.
Oh, the cough was you, okay.
Yeah, pretty sure.
You boys.
Am I still running? Am I running hard?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to Bruiser Tuesday podcast episode 652. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's our host, a man who needs no introduction.
Yeah, that's true. But here's one. I'm Tyler. It's me. It's still me. It's Tyler.
I stole that joke from Futurama.
Yeah. Well, isn't it who deserves no introduction?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, Mary's here too. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
I didn't give you much of an introduction either.
That's okay. I really watch a lot of Futurama, so.
Huh. Okay.
Bro, you should. It's my favorite television program.
I think it's fine. I've seen a lot of it. I just haven't sat and, like, watched all of it.
I mean, it's not really something
I enjoyed. Yeah.
There aren't really any, I mean, at least in the original run, there really aren't many story arcs or anything like that.
I like the one about the
later seasons, you get into some, but not in the first, like, six.
I like the Slurm Slugs. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Slurms McKenzie, the original party slug. I love that guy.
And yeah, I don't like that sad one about
Wizzy
the
Wham Wham Wazzle, as I'm always saying.
I refuse to watch Jurassic Park. I absolutely refuse to watch it.
And there's the one with the poplars.
Also good.
Oh, yeah, the poplars. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Poplars and Slurm, both delicious things to put in your mouth. Did you bring a delicious thing to put in your mouth?
I did. I was going to say,
let's find out.
I could list off Futurama episodes I've seen, or we could talk beers. So I haven't even poured it yet. I have from, oh God, where's the front of the label? I think it's Drowned Lands beer. It's their Scythe, it's a Foeder ale, F-O-E-D-E-R ale. It says it has nutmeg, cinnamon, clove, and ginger.
Gonna juggle that while you speak.
Oh, there it is. Oh, hey. Here's the label's really minimalist. I actually had a hard time just finding the front of the label. So, Foeder.
It's pronounced Foeder. It's a Foeder fermented.
Oh, pumpkin ale. I actually missed the part of it being a pumpkin ale when I bought this, so that's a little bit distressing. Because all I saw was nutmeg, cinnamon, clove, and ginger. Should have put that together. It's a 5.7% ABV.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna try drinking this. One second. Let me pour it out. It's looking very like golden orangey, what you would get with a pumpkin ale. Oh dear.
Is Fooder from another mooder?
It could be the episode title.
it's something, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is the color. It's like a golden orangey brown with a little mini head on top.
Yeah.
Let me try it again. I tried a sip already. Hang on. Yeah, I don't know what Foeder fermented means, but
apparently it means that it's a large barrel.
I kind of wish I hadn't seen the part that said this was a pumpkin ale, because now I feel like I'm messing myself up because I don't always like a pumpkin ale. I am getting the spices. It is good. Now I've just, like, confused myself. You know, it tastes pumpkin ale-y, so we'll kind of see how that goes throughout the episode.
Oh, I've got relatives in Pumpkin Alley.
Wow. Ugh.
Whatever, Fooder from another mooder. Get out of here.
Mooder, Fooder.
Get on my level, right, dog.
I'll have to crouch down, but sure. I have Fegley's Brew Works Rude Elf's Reserve Belgian-style ale brewed with spices. 10.5% ABV.
Oh, so you have the best beer. Good to know. Good to know that
I think so, probably.
The episode.
It's extremely clear. It's kind of a reddish amber. It had a very minimal head that's gone now.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of... Is it?
I know.
What did she mean by that?
I guess she just nasty.
She nasty. I'm definitely getting like a, you know, like a cloviness that you would expect, like a clovey yeastiness that you would expect from a Belgian in the nose. Oh yes, good. It's quite good. Yeah, it's a. I mean, this is like a, you know, a Belgian ale, but it's got specifically a plum characteristic to it. Not
stone. We're losing him.
He was going to say
something about stone fruits. I think he's saying plum, and then he's like, not stone, and then it got cut off. So.
I think maybe it's that he refers to beers as smelling and tasting pruney often enough that Zach has given him shit. So it might have, that might have been his way of like specifically not saying that.
I just wanted.
You're barely back.
Kind of.
Fuck it. Sam, we have.
Fair enough. Yeah. So I knew you had the best beer because I knew what I had. This is Oksky by Badger State Brewing. Limited release German style Märzen. America's beer land. It's like, oh, cool. Wow. You just like listed a bunch of boring shit in a row, huh? Yep. Smells boring. Looks boring. Cheers. Yeah. Tastes boring. I mean, it's perfectly serviceable. I've no like actual criticisms of this beer. If you like Martins, this is probably good at being that, but I'm just like, God, they're so boring. Like a Martins, who cares?
Just kind of like a lager, like another just German beer. Yeah.
It's like an Oktoberfest.
It's Germans and their beer.
We're good now. It tastes like a plum pudding is what I want to say. Like, not figs, but like plums. But we gotta move fast. Who knows how long it's last. So let's go to the first of three articles. WishTV.com. Receives a lifetime supply of beer from Upland Brewing Company.
Who dat?
The Hoosiers, I guess, won some
the sort national of championship of college football, I assume.
Good for them.
Go Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Go Hoosiers.
I like him and his long hair.
Right?
Is it bad that I can't remember if that's Iowa or Indiana?
It's Indiana. I wouldn't make fun of you for that.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I didn't remember which one it was.
I work on a team with a lot of dudes, right, at work, and so they're always talking about football, and I can hang a little bit when we're talking, like, NFL. I know a little bit about that, and then suddenly someone will start talking about college football, and I'm like, I'm out, and then I have to leave, because I, like, don't know anything about it, and I don't care. So I would, if I hadn't seen Indiana on this article in front of me, I wouldn't have known for sure.
Is that what it's like, working with dudes?
They want to bond with each other so bad. It's like the male loneliness epidemic. They just want social contact, but they don't know what to talk about other than sports. So they just talk about sports all the time.
Honestly, they're ahead of the curve. They've found something to talk about. That's better than most. They aren't specifically only talking about women they want to fuck and kill.
So who knows if they're doing that elsewhere.
Well... You're right. We don't know.
I work almost exclusively with women. There's one guy I work with on a regular basis.
Mike?
We lost him. I have two mics.
Did we lose him? On my team. Did I guess his friend so hard that he died?
I don't even know what was the thing. So what did he say the article title was? His coach, I'm going to toast for a little bit. Coach Signetti receives a lifetime supply of beer from Upland Brewing Company. Because his team won a national championship.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is a local brewery. So they were like, you win beer for life.
He's trying so hard. Friend. Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what Upland is all about.
When we get to the bracket, I'm going to have to text him asking him his opinions so he can register his vote.
He said to you guys.
Shut up, dweeb.
Hoosier game day blogger, presumably is it for the optics because it's named after his team. But what I do think is funny is one of the brewers at this place that's giving him free beer said, quote, "We heard that he is. We're kind of thrown off by the fact that he named game day blogger."
You want to see a clean go on that quote instead of a robot pull on that quote? I'll say it.
How many attempts are we going to give him?
We've heard that he might like IPAs. We're kind of thrown off by the fact that he enjoys the Hoosier Game Day Lager, but we'll send him whatever he wants. That's nice.
Just
they're dissing his taste. I think you're right. I think it is for the
I don't think they're dissing his taste. I think they're just being like, we're forever indebted to this man for his achievement, and we'll serve him however he would like us to serve him.
I just think it's funny that they're like,
Also, why didn't they make a game day IPA if they knew the coach of the Hoosiers liked the IPA? Unless this is not a new one. Is this an old beer they've had for a while?
Yeah, I mean, usually your everyman lager is one of the first things you make. So I feel this has been around forever.
I'm just on the Upland Brewing Co. website figuring things out.
It's not a very good article.
You know, football happened. They did a good job at the football. Local brewery appreciates that. And it's like, here's some beer, football man. Well, football man. They have a whole section on their website about sours.
Do I sound like one of the boys now?
You do. Sammy, you sound just like them. You can come upstairs to the top of floor of the building you work in and find them.
You almost called me Tyler. I probably did, sorry. You know that, right?
You got a whole syllable out before we changed it over.
Look, I'm reading this brewery's website at the same time I talk to you guys. I'm not going to lie. So...
I think it's funny that they have a whole page about sours. Is it like an artifact from 2018?
What is wild cannot be tamed. That's what the top of the sours page says. Is this like me, you guys?
It kind of sounds like that would be the slug line for a romance novel.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Tarzan-based romance novel because he's wild.
Oh, I was thinking of the dude.
Even better. Yeah, the weirder and less human the man is nowadays, that's what the ladies want.
And is that like, is that a strange artifact of the do you feel safer in the woods with a man or a bear situation? Like,
I think so.
They don't want to fuck human men because human men are like scary and disgusting.
Yeah.
But minotaurs and gnomes and whatnot are not scary and disgusting.
He's half a horse. Yeah. So, like, full disclosure, I don't read a lot of books, but I'm, like, aware of them.
Not a lot of them.
I mean, because there's, like, I think there's, I'm, like, aware of them because my friends read them and tell me about them, just full disclosure. But it's, like, there's, like, ones about, like, aliens. There's, like, a barbarian giant planet thing where it's, like, all the men are giant alien men. People like that one. There's, like, that whole series of weird ones where it's, like, she has sex with a door. She has sex with, like, a peep. She has sex with a gummy bear.
Oh, that's Chuck Tingle. That's straight up Chuck Tingle.
It's not Chuck Tingle.
I don't think it is Chuck Tingle.
His stuff is where it's more specific, where it's, like, pounded in the butt by, like, ice police.
The concept
brutality
of joy.
Yeah. By, like, a terrible, by, like, a president who's lying about an election being stolen. So that was very specific with Chuck Tingle.
So, Mary, tell me what's on your mind this week. Because you seem to be going to certain examples.
Just certain random examples. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Sam, you were going to say something really funny that cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just going to talk about more porn books, because there's a porn book that I keep hearing about, and it's funny to me.
Which one?
What is it?
But I feel like we might be past it now.
Which one?
I guess maybe it's a series where the idea is, in this world, there are all types of fantasy creatures, and one of them is Minotaur, and Minotaur jizz has, like, magical healing properties.
Oh, my.
So like, basically in this society, every Minotaur's job is go into work and get cranked off into a bucket so that, like, pharma can use it or something. God.
Okay.
I haven't actually read any of these, but I was.
Is this a real book you've heard about, or are you just like workshopping an idea you've had, Sam, for like a book you want to write?
I wish this were my idea, because I would be a millionaire. All I could think was, man, it sounds like a cherry gig, dog.
I don't know. I think those Minotaurs need to seize the means of production.
Their own penises.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, get into a bucket, dog.
They're already being used, right. If you know what I mean.
Oh, boy. So what's the... I mean, obviously, Sam, you haven't read it. But, like, is the idea that it's sexy that they're constantly getting cranked off for medicine?
So my guess is there are, like, I don't know if you would call them nurses. Employees, I guess we should say broadly, whose job it is to do the extraction. I suspect that your main character is one of these extraction experts.
She catches feelings.
That would be my guess. Should I read this book?
Yeah.
You think it's on Libby?
Everything's on Libby.
Because I'm not fucking paying for it, I'll tell you that much, but I'll read
it. It's on Libby Doe.
Why don't you want to support the arts, Sam?
Pretty good. I just want to support libraries.
Touche.
Sorry for doing judo on you just now.
That's weird. I don't know what to do with that.
Let me just Google Minotaur jizz book to make sure it wasn't a weird dream I had.
I was gonna Google that, but I was like, I don't want to do that to my internet.
Yeah, we'll go incognito for that one. Minotaur jizz. Pussy.
Tyler was like, oh my god, my internet. Pussy? My internet barely works, and you guys are wasting all of your internet on this.
Morning Glory Milking Farm.
I've heard of this. I didn't know what it was about Minotaurs.
Oh, sorry. There's a Reddit post here. r/romance books.
Excellent.
And the first line of the synopsis is: a woman starts working for a pharmaceutical company milking Minotaurs for their bull semen to be used in little blue pills.
You crushed it.
Fact that it's the first two words are a woman tells me she's experiencing the jizzening and presumably enjoying it.
Also, she's nameless.
I would like to think she gets a name at some point.
Doesn't need it.
Once you present your 100th bull nut, you are allowed a name. And it's a really important ceremony.
I think the author of this series should be, like, need to stay 500 feet away from all farms.
Maybe. Are we doing food bracket today?
Sure.
Yeah, there's nothing that makes me hungry here.
Then thinking,
man, you know what's something awkward to eat in public is, it's Minotaur nut straight out the spew. So this is our second to last episode of this bracket, which means this is our last region, and next time we're doing, like, the quarters, the semis, and the finals.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I got a semi.
Nice.
Tell it to the Minotaur slut or something. Yeah. Soup dumplings versus Sloppy Joe. I mean, there's no real awkwardness here other than the mess factor for either.
Yeah.
So I think the question is, which is messier? I think probably a Sloppy Joe, unless you're doing a bad job.
Unless you don't know how to eat soup dumplings.
I was going to say soup dumpling, because I have no idea what's going on there.
Because you would do a bad job.
Right, but that's fine. I'm okay with Sloppy Joe.
Soup dumpling is, like, small, and you can just throw the whole thing in your mouth so there's no mess. Am I right? And so, like, that's fine. And if it's, like, a little too hot, you just gotta, like, this is not a tutorial. You buy a little hole in it, and then you let some of the steam out, and then you throw the whole thing in your mouth.
Right, and then you Minotaur it.
Pro moves.
Yeah. But Sloppy Joe is just, like, you bite it, the slop is slopping.
I know you kids like them extra sloppy.
Yeah, so I think I would vote Sloppy Joe, because I would not want to eat one of those in public.
What is that, Billy Madison?
It is correct.
Nice. Spaghetti versus Sushi Rito.
Ooh. This is a weird zone. I feel like these are just, like, foods that I do like to eat. But do I want to eat them in public on a park bench is, like, our scenario.
I mean, I think spaghetti, you're likely to get red sauce on your shirt. Yes. And also, if you're me, your beard. Sushi Rito, I think if you do it right, it's like you have to be careful, but there shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, because, like,
you're going to get rice all over you. What are you talking about?
Well, Sushi Rito is intended to be, like, a handheld thing. It's like the seaweed's on the outside, and it's like you eat it like a burrito.
I think this is soup dumplings all over again. I think Tyler just is bad at eating food.
Yeah.
Is it only East Asian cuisine that is just, like, baffling to you?
I wasn't going to point it out, but I was noticing a trend. Sample size of two.
Well, I'm still voting Sushi Rito.
I'm voting for spaghetti.
I'm also voting for spaghetti.
Sorry, Tyler, you've lost both of these.
Okay.
All right, this next one is ramen versus... No, it isn't, but that would be good, huh? If we had another East Asian thing.
Because of the East Asian thing?
Yeah. Oh.
An East Asian potentially messy meal, I would say. But no, the world is not kind. So it's T-bone versus tuna salad squamish.
Interesting. Because now I think we have a visual.
Tuna salad, you have a little bit of a smell factor.
Yeah, issue.
Yeah, but you're on a park bench. You're airing it out. Unless there's somebody sitting right next to you.
We didn't formally say sitting on a park bench. Sitting on a park bench.
Standard. We've done this, I think, 8 consecutive episodes.
It's a good song and an even better joke, Sam. So let me have... I've only had this show every 2 months or whatever. Let me have that.
I'm going for T-bone.
I'm picturing having, like, a styrofoam clamshell in my lap and trying to fork and knife a T-bone steak.
Right?
That seems pretty awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say T-bone also for that same reason.
Okay.
Because the other one is, it might be a little stinky, but it is also a sandwich. The most, you know, portable, eatable in public.
Yeah. Even if it's reeking the place up, you can eat that in 5 minutes and be on with your day and everyone's fine.
The only place you don't want to eat a tuna salad sandwich is, like, specifically on an airplane. But you don't want a T-bone in that scenario either, probably. So, like,
And our last two combatants, uncracked walnut versus yard of ale.
Beverage, not a food. Are you opening this up to beverages?
I think we have a couple other beverages kicking around in here.
This one, I can't find one. So is yard of ale, are we talking, like, those really long ups, like when you get a margarita?
Yeah, tall-ass cups. Tall-ass cups is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're not talking about, like, you have the thing on the table that's, like, a yard tall, and you, like, spigot it out.
Spigot it!
So are you spigoting?
Oh, well, like, bag of milk, we did.
Oh, bag of milk.
Also.
Sure.
Bag of milk immediately lost to biologically accurate dick-shaped lollipop.
That's the front runner for taking
the first victim of dick pop.
Dick pop sounds like a new music movement.
I totally forgot what we're actually doing. I heard yard of ale. What was the other thing?
Uncracked
walnuts.
I think it's uncracked walnuts. Like, unless, like, you have a... So either way, either you don't have a nutcracker and you're, like, really struggling, which is awkward, or you do have a nutcracker and then it's like, who's this psycho just blasted nuts in the park?
The problem is about the yard of beer or whatever is that it's, like, context is key for that. Like, if I see someone walking around with a yard of beer at, like, a carnival or some other kind of Vegas. Like fest or like Vegas. Yeah. Or like something like that. Like, I'd be like, that's fine. He probably just bought that here. They're having a party time, whatever. If you're just like casual roundabout town, like if you're at a park and someone's got that,
if you're on a hike,
someone's got that.
It's like 10 a.m.
Yeah. It's like, that's alarming. Cause I feel like that person has like a big problem. So like, is that awkward or is that a cause for concern? Is that different? I don't know. The walnut thing, I'd be like, that's a little weird. Because I was thinking about it from like the outside. Like, I'm looking at this happening. The yard of beer one probably makes me more uncomfortable. I'm just going to vote for yard of beer.
I'm voting for walnuts.
I'm doing nuts, too.
Yeah.
Nuts!
Nice. The only one I cared about.
Oh, I have more nuts to talk about, but maybe we'll do that the next time through.
Sure. All right. Let's talk about our next article. Since we're doing food and we food, AZCentral.com, I remember perhaps it would have been as rot gut swill. I had to try the soup. Did you guys know that PBR was teaming up with Campbell's for soup? Did we cover this?
I don't think so. I was involved.
But like, if you live in Wisconsin, beer cheese soup is just like as normal as chicken noodle soup. So, like, the fact that they're like, check it out, it's beer cheese soup, doesn't mean anything.
I don't get that. Cheese soup. I gotta
get
say.
Out,
fine.
Fuck out.
Okay. Like, it's weird. It's a weird flavor.
I don't think the article is not about how there's a beer cheese soup. It's specifically about how PBR is the beer in this Campbell's beer cheese soup.
Well, also, this dude's from Arizona, so I do feel like he's a little, like, weirded out by the beer cheese as well.
And he's extremely judgmental. I was wondering if this was an old article because he keeps talking about, like, people with beards drinking PBR in, like, faux dive bars. And it's like, it's not 2012 anymore. It's 13 years later, whatever.
I think that probably also happened in 1970.
I don't think Bill Gutekunst, reporter from the Arizona Republic, is writing this article for us. I think he's writing it for Bill
Gutekunst.
Bill Gutekunst.
His name is Gutekunst? Yeah. Oh my god.
How do you think the conversation was like with his fiance? Like, what do you mean you don't want to take my name?
So I think he's not writing it for us. I think he's writing it for, like, older folks who probably do also
fucking
think that
dweebs.
Weird hipster people is, like, a funny current reference.
If your last name is Gutekunst and you have a daughter, you gotta name her Fanny, right?
Oh, no, you do not. You don't need to do any of that.
All right.
This guy sounds
you need
like
a hugely non-sexy name like Martha to level it out.
Can I read the first? I want to read the first chunk of this. Hang on.
So the question
he poses is, what does Pabst Blue Ribbon Soup taste like? And he says, first, the soup. I do love the slogan Campbell's uses for it. Crack open a warm one. I love it because it sounds so wrong. It is a fascinating mess, appealing in its lack of appeal. There is nothing about it that makes me want to try this soup. Yet try it I must. I do like this, like, this intense, like, angst.
I like that he's having fun with it.
Yes.
I like the Campbell's. Crack open a warm one is hilarious.
Yeah, it is. I would eat the living shit out of this soup.
Well, maybe don't. He says it tastes like cans.
Cans? So. Like Big Naturals, you mean?
I wish.
Big Naturals.
I love how much of a delay there is on that.
It's so long.
You know,
one of these days, I'm going to spend 3 minutes and fix it and trim it. But yeah. Today's not that day.
It's got potato in it. It's chunky. As the name entails.
Did it say there's chorizo in here? Chorizo would be great in a beer cheese soup.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a fat on fat situation, but I still would be hugely there for it. You needed a little acidity to cut that? Hot sauce. Perfect.
Oh, it seems like he's into it. He says in the article, it says the verdict, it was
he's
weird.
Not into it.
Not horrible, not great. Certainly not something I would order in a restaurant or buy again. The chorizo, adds some flavor to what is otherwise a fairly bland soup. When you notice the potato, that's not actually a good sign, but the dominant flavor was something I hadn't expected. Metal, this is what you're talking about. The cans.
Yes.
It wasn't beer cheese, but beer can cheese. Ew.
Do you think this is broadly available? Because I mean, I would definitely eat this for content.
I just say you could get it where? It's a bomb somewhere.
Walmart.
The bottom.
Available exclusively at Walmart.
I'm not going to Walmart.
Exclusively at Walmart.
Never mind. I'm going to order you an Instacart from Walmart, and I'm going to order it and send it to your house, Sam. And
if it comes to my house, I will gladly eat it. I don't want to go through acquiring it.
I'd be coming to your house on Friday, TBD, so I can bring you a can.
Oh, totally.
I mean, I don't go to Walmart. Yeah, have you
picked out your art project yet?
I think we're going to make coasters, is what I was told.
Sometimes the ladies get together and do crafts.
I'll put it together.
Yeah. Sometimes I do a paint by number. Sometimes I do crochet. Sometimes something else.
Word. And this time it's going to be at my house, so I have to wear pants.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but if your wife has said that.
Sucks, bro.
Yeah, she keeps saying you can stop wearing pants when you lose some weight. And I'm like, that's just so mean.
Really mean. I don't think she's saying that.
Do you have really big thighs or something?
I got really big everything these days, bro.
Huh, okay. All right. Eating too much beer cheese soup, I guess.
That Minotaur milk.
I mean, calorically.
Minotaur milk sounds like a good, like pre-workout or something. I don't know.
Right. Now I'm just thinking,
like muscle milk.
What type of medical benefits would I need to, like, be mentally okay with drinking straight Minotaur jizz? Because it's one thing Minotaur if it's, like, in a pill or in an IV or something, but if it's just, like, here's a frosty glass of Minotaur jizz, it's really going to need to help me.
Oh, no.
Right back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Goddamn.
But anyway,
should we move on? We're not going to say anything funnier than that. Let's do something else.
Right. Can I just circle back? Right. Bill Cootie Coots, you're all right. I like the way you wrote this article. Sorry I made fun of you and mostly made fun of your name. Good job.
Why do you like? I thought this article was weird. What do you like about it?
I just like that he's like so horrified about it and then he just does it anyway. You know, that's dedication.
I like how he seems honest the whole way through. Like he's like, this is dumb. This tastes interesting. I don't like it. Like that seems like a realistic path to take.
Yeah.
Instead of it seeming like Campbell's paid them.
This feels like somebody was like, somebody's like, Bill, you have to eat this soup and write about it. And he was like very put upon by it. And he,
you know what? I will agree that it's nice to see an article that clearly was written by a person. Like this definitely wasn't AI.
No.
Yeah, totally.
AI could never.
AI simply isn't this good at writing. It's not that great at writing, but AI couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Sam, you were going to tell us something about your nuts or something like that?
Oh, you're going to love my nuts, you're going to hate my pickle. But that's not what I was going to say about it. If you want to get back into the bracket, I have some things to say about walnuts.
Okay.
I'm ready.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Before that, we have Sloppy Joe versus Spaghetti.
Ooh.
So we're talking loose, messy foods either way.
Loose mess. Are these both things that Tyler did not think for before?
That's true. It's hard. I think Sloppy Joe has a higher mess, like, what's probability than Spaghetti. I could get that bowl way up there, just fork it right into my mouth. But with the Sloppy Joe, I mean, it's wiggling, waggling. I control a bunch of different dimensions.
I'm with you. I think actually what it is if you're eating spaghetti and you drop some of the spaghetti, you can get it with your fork immediately. But if you're eating a Sloppy Joe and a chunk of meat falls out the butt onto your plate, you're just like, am I just going to try to wipe that up?
Yeah, I think it's also like a one-handed versus two-handed thing, because spaghetti, you can like hold the plate or your clamshell with a hand, and then your other hand can eat it. Sloppy Joe, you do need both hands to try to have any chance of like containing that.
Yeah, you're relying on the lap.
So you have like, you have your clamshell in your lap, and that's going to lead to like, oh no, it's blown away because we're outside on a park bench. Like, Sloppy Joe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we're all on the same page here. Sloppy Joe advances. Okay, so we got T-Bone versus uncracked walnuts. I think people underestimate cracked walnuts, if my dumb dad is to be believed. Because he says the walnuts that grow in his yard, he can't crack with a nutcracker.
Is he talking about, like, black walnuts?
Yes.
Yeah, because those are, like, much more serious than, like, grocery store walnuts.
I guess I don't know the difference between walnuts. I don't know from walnuts.
Like different things. Yeah, the black walnut is like you need like a hammer to crack into that guy. Like a normal
those are like a wild. So, yeah. Black walnuts have not been domesticated.
So, Tyler, you know Mitch well enough to be totally unsurprised that there was like a 3-month period where every time I talked to him on Skype, just his fingertips down to the second knuckle were black from working these black walnuts because they'll stain the shit out of your hands.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I tried to talk him into putting a bunch of them in a trash bag and running them over with his car. I don't think he ever did that, and I think he might be an idiot because that really seems the right.
That wouldn't have worked.
Would it not break him?
I don't think so.
Around it wouldn't work.
Are you sure? Because my dad drives a Prius. That's a lot of car.
I mean, a Cybertruck, maybe.
Yeah, a real man's car.
Have a Cybertruck, you know, crush it with the fucking...
The trunk.
The trunk or whatever, that'll take people...
Oh, the thing that'll slice your fingers off? Yeah, put a little walnut, right?
Exactly.
That'll take it apart. Yeah.
Well, thank you for indulging me in some nut talk. We got T-Bone...
what are the nuts against T-Bone?
T-Bone versus uncracked walnuts.
T-bone.
So I guess we're assuming like not a black walnut, whatever the standard nutcracker walnut is.
Like what you think of when you like think of a walnut.
I don't ever think of a walnut.
You don't think of the problem the is question, walnuts are not that good.
That doesn't make them more awkward though.
I think it's well, so I think uncracked walnut is more awkward because even if you have a nutcracker. Like, have you guys seen, like, a freshly cracked walnut?
Yeah.
It's like a maze in there. You actually have to have a special picking tool to get the meat out.
The nut meat.
So you're going to crack it, and then you're going to... Yes, Mary. The nut meat. You have to sit there and then pick it out with your specialized... It's a whole thing, and that's for, like, one tiny little walnut.
I am thinking if I were sitting on a park bench... eating like a ham sandwich.
Yeah, we make that joke all the time. You need to keep doing it.
If I was eating ham sandwich and I saw the guy like two benches over with a nutcracker cracking walnuts, that would be my content for the episode of this podcast. You guys won't believe the fucking shit I saw at the park. And so like that makes it extreme to me.
I'm gonna go for T-Bone. I'll tell you what. Because I feel like if we're going with the park bench thing, the park bench thing.
Sorry, I'm not getting it.
I think having a snack bench. Of nuts on a park bench, whether or not they're in a shell or not, is more normal than having just like a steak in a box on.
Do you hang out with squirrels all the time, Mary?
I have a lot of squirrels in my yard. They seem pretty chill.
I will say there's a financial question of who is the guy getting. Like for a Wednesday lunch, getting takeout steak to eat at the park. What a psycho!
What RFK Jr. was doing before he found that like dead bear or whatever the hell. He's having loose steak in the park by himself.
Oh man, I was really Team Walnut, and I'm not so sure anymore.
Well, also I was thinking like if I it's like again context is key. If I saw a little old man. Sitting on a park bench,
Thank you.
He was cracking open walnuts and just snacking on them. I would think that was so like cute and like down home. Like, look at this old ass man like cracking open walnuts with his like I don't know, maybe 70-year-old nutcracker how charming versus like this monster's eating a loose steak in his lap. T-Bone.
I think I've been talked into T-Bone.
Damn it.
It's a shame. Damn I do it. Think they're both really good answers.
They're both going to lose to the dick-shaped lollipop anyway. It doesn't matter.
Eventually. That might be the finals.
I just don't have Mary's... I don't have Mary's silver tongue is what it is.
You know who loves a silver tongue is a minotaur.
You know who loves a silver tongue? It's one of those guys who pretends to be a robot in Central Park.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do they paint their tongues?
Probably not.
I would doubt it.
I would just keep my mouth closed.
That seems like the normal thing to do. In that
keep your mouth shut.
Should we do the finals for today?
Sure. Let's just get it out of the way.
We got Sloppy Joe versus T Bone.
Sloppy Joe, right?
It's T Bone, right?
No.
It comes down to me.
Yeah, so Mary, now you just get to tell us which one of us you prefer.
This is actually tough, because I was very much like, oh, it's going to be Sloppy Joe for sure. But now that I think about the visuals again, I'm like, it's like the walnut thing. I'm a little torn.
You selling me really on T-Bone last time is what sold me on T-Bone for this round.
They're both weird.
Yeah.
I don't think a Sloppy Joe is weird. I think it's messy. Like, I don't think it's that weird to see somebody eating, like, a Sloppy Joe, like, for their lunch or whatever. It definitely is weird to see somebody just, like, housing a T-Bone, like,
the awkwardness is the thing.
Yeah.
Which is, like...
Sloppy Joe.
This has been a stupid tournament because awkward is so subjective.
I'm picking Sloppy Joe. They're both whack. I think Sloppy Joe's more awkward just because of, like, I'm picturing the, like, post-Sloppy Joe, like, oh, no, just, like, your hands are, like, disgusting. You're at a park. There's maybe a bathroom. It might be locked. Like, you don't know what to do. Like, yeah, that part is what got me over to Sloppy Joe.
All right.
Well,
right.
Sloppy Joe, you advance. Congratulations. Next week, we'll see how you fare against ribs.
Ooh.
Start ribs, noodling
kind of
on
like
that.
Like the Sloppy Joe of steaks, if you think about it.
Ribs are the Sloppy Joe of steaks. Well, me, I can't think of anything wrong with that sentence. I don't think it's worth saying, but I can't think of anything wrong with it.
It's been wild. I'm like, this is the same thing. To clarify, I know that ribs are pork.
Okay.
No, right. Vibes. We're talking vibes. That seemed clear to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't know what you guys want.
Island time, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Okay, let's do our last article. We're all just in a turtle's dream or whatever. From TheGuardian.com, world's oldest monastic brewery to be sold as German beer sales slide. I don't care.
Who's going to buy it? Is it AB InBev?
It's Schneiderweiss. So, Germany's Weltenberger is the world's oldest monastic brewery. It's being sold to Munich brewers Schneiderweiss. And I don't care. I don't care, you guys.
Yeah. Everything just seems so silly.
Well, I think I talked about this like 5 years ago. I don't really care about like monastically brewed beers, because like an abbey ale isn't an actual style. It's just any beer that's been brewed in a monastery.
I think it is about optics, because like again, this is kind of like old man sitting on a park bench. It's like the idea that a monk man made the beer for me in his little monk robes. That's very sweet, and I like
it. Makes
that
me feel
idea.
Like a special boy.
A special person. You're like, oh, a little monk man made this instead of like a big industrial complex. Like, you know, what was it that like Bill Gutekunst was saying? Like hipsters with the beard. It's like, this is a little monk man. Maybe I'm just like, maybe I have a thing for little old men. I think they're
He's
cute.
A little monk man.
He's a little monk man. Good one.
Monk man. You don't have to put on a red light.
Man, it really works with Monk Man. It really works with a lot of songs.
Should Should we?
No.
Should we start a band?
Monk Man.
No.
No, we shouldn't.
I thought my next chapter was finally starting.
Do you need next chapter? Are you okay?
I bet Jed knows how to play like three chords.
I used to play flute. That's why I like Death Row Toll so much.
It's hilarious. So okay. So did my brother.
Nice. This is sad. I mean, I do think
Who gives a shit?
It's like a romantic, like capital R romantic idea. It's like, oh, a monk making beer in like the monastery in the woods or whatever. Versus just like a bishop doing it. It's like, so it's not like a disaster. It's just kind of like, oh, like something that's like nice and traditional is like going away.
I think like this AI warrants exactly thinking. No, that's a shame. And then you can move on with your life. You don't owe it more brain power than that.
Yeah. Maybe if it was like an actual style and it was like, oh, we're losing this, you know, I don't know, tradition or whatever, but it's just, they can make whatever the fuck they want and it's just called an Abbey ale because it was brewed in Abbey. I just don't care that much.
I mean, isn't that just like the champagne thing?
A little bit. Is it like the champagne thing?
Of just like,
well, I don't know.
Associate it with quality, but it doesn't actually mean quality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's if you're yes from that perspective. Yes, I agree with you. I thought you were like if they couldn't make champagne anymore.
I wouldn't give a shit about that. I'll have Prosecco. I can't tell the difference.
I don't really even like wine.
So, bro, I don't like wine, but I do like champagne.
They tell you how, I think we talked before, like, so Tuxedo Mask does a lot of ballroom dancing, right? And he wins a lot. And so whenever he wins stuff, people give him, like, bottles of probably Prosecco. They're like, here's a bottle of champagne. It's probably just Prosecco or some other cheaper sparkling bottle of wine. And we just have that in our fridge for forever. And I think at one point he just gave them all away because we're just like, we're not drinking.
That's insane. Because you guys should be banging out Bellinis every weekend.
He doesn't really drink, and you don't like wine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like a sparkling once in a while, but it's like, I'm not going to drink a whole bottle of it by myself.
That's crazy. I could blast out a whole bottle just, like, drinking mimosas one day.
I mean, if you were here, I would have given you probably three of the bottles.
You did a champagne campaign. Why don't you just save enough bottles to do a champagne campaign?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Is your answer because last time we did it, I had no kids and now I have three kids?
Yeah, maybe. Also, last time we did it, I ended up on the floor. And I think that was the first time I met Top Gun and she brought me back to life. So, big ups.
Big ups to Top Gun.
Big ups to Top Gun for saving my life, I think, maybe.
Good for her. Ah, jeez. Are you guys having, I know it's like so boring to talk about the weather, but are you guys having crazy weather over there or is it?
We've had very cold. We're not having a lot of snow like y'all are. Like if you look at this is the fun part, the weather map. It was like this like belt of like deep snow that went diagonally across the country. And then we were like north of that like belt and we're like, haha,
yeah, okay.
Suck New England. We did get like the -30 degree wind chill. Yes. 2 days ago? Yeah, like Friday was the really cold day.
Yeah, that was 4 days ago. Good math. We had like school closures just for the cold. Not for, like there wasn't snow on the ground, just cold enough that they were closing.
Well, because they're like,
They're
like, it's extreme cold warning. If you stand outside for 10 to 15 minutes, you might get frostbite. And so they didn't want kids like standing at the bus stops.
Sitting at the bus stops.
Sitting
at the bus stop.
Apparently, and this is kind of like an interesting socioeconomic thing, most schools stayed open in, like, downtown Madison because, like, in the poorer areas, like, they might not have heat. So going to school is their best opportunity to achieve heat.
Warm.
So they like specifically weren't closed, and like I mean like school lunches and stuff too, but they intentionally avoided closing those.
Can you guys believe your tax dollars pays for that nonsense?
I want it to. I wish I could choose.
I really want to talk to one of those kids shouldn't get free lunch, people. Just.
Yeah, I want to like, talk to them too with my fist.
Yes, Mary beat me to it. Yes. Big I'm talking with the bottom of my shoe. Yeah.
I don't know why I have to pay for fucking like missiles when I could be paying for like healthcare and food.
Bro, I like healthcare and food so much more than I like missiles.
I like this so much more than missiles and like guns and giving them to people that then kill people that, you know, are just exercising their constitutional rights. It's going great.
This episode of Brute Tuesday podcast is dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters of Afghanistan.
Sure.
So at the end of because I you're looking at me so questioningly. It's the end of Rambo 3. He goes and fights in Afghanistan, and because at the time we were giving the Mujahideen a lot of money and weapons to fight the Soviets. Yeah, the end of the movie is like, this movie is dedicated to the brave Mujahideen fighters of Afghanistan, which are the exact same people we fought in the early 2000s when we invaded Afghanistan.
I know nothing but we were, about this.
Yeah, but wow. We were giving them lots and lots of money because they were fighting the Soviets at the time. So that's the joke. That's the joke there.
It's a good joke. I've never seen any of the Rambos.
Me neither.
The first one is a legitimately good movie. I think only one person dies and he's not like shot or anything. He like falls or something. It's a very good movie. And then the rest of the movies are just insane.
Just blood porn stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But you really should watch the first one. It's quite good.
Sylvester Stallone just decided, I'm going to be amazing in two movies and shit in every other movie. Just a weird way to play man. It.
Yeah, that's true.
What's the other one? Rocky?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Yeah.
The first Rocky.
The first Rocky is also very good. Yeah. And then they also get really crazy.
There's some fun stuff in the other Rocky movies, but it's never really quality again until Creed.
I mean, they can't. Not all these movie series, you know, can be the Fast and the Furious franchise, where every single movie's a banger, top to bottom. Especially Fast and Furious 5. That's the most banger out of them all.
Now, okay, as a Fast fan, Mary,
yes.
do you consider Tokyo Drift canon or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I consider it to be the best one, but I've seen.
They explain later how Han got out of the car. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right.
I've seen.
They're not just retconning it to just get the actors back. Don't worry about it.
My total views of Fast and the Furious movies is probably around 60, with Tokyo Drift accounting for 50 of them.
That's insane.
We watched it in high school all the time. Because of how hard it rules, dog.
Also, Vin Diesel's, like, not in it. So it's a pretty good
He movie. Is in no. it.
After credit scene or whatever, like, at the tail end, spoilers. I know that, Sam. But it's like,
When he's drifting like and, like, taking chunks off the thing, that's so cool.
I like Fast 5 because Michelle Rodriguez is not in it. She's not great. Also, it's fun. It feels the most like heisty. It's like Fast and the Furious does Ocean's 11 in Brazil. 10 out of 10. No notes.
So, what's the best one? Because I'm thinking maybe I should just watch them all.
Fast 5.
5 is your favorite. Okay.
Yes.
Well, we may have lost Tyler again.
And it's like unclear. It's hard for me to tell if he's just silent because he's so tired of what I'm saying, or if he's silent because the internet's broken.
I would say in either case, we should wrap it up.
Cool.
What'd you got? How was it?
How did I lose my beer? I'll just talk about my beer again. So this was from Drowned Lands Brewery Scythe. It's Fooder fermented Fooder. Pumpkin ale. Fooder.
One who foods.
5.7% ABV. Yes, pumpkin ale with nutmeg, cinnamon, clove, and ginger. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's like about as good as any pumpkin ale is. It's not nasty. Like, it doesn't have that weird, like, fake pumpkin flavor as some pumpkin ales have. That's super gross. So that's a point in its favor. Is it, like, a punking? No. But I thought it was fine. I mean, if I was at, like, a fall harvest festival, I guess, and this was there, I wouldn't be mad about it. I'm gonna give it like a 6.8 because it's fine. The end.
All right. All right. You got, can I, am I back? Can you hear me?
Yes. You're back. What's your beer about?
All right. Fegley's Brew Works, Rude Elf's Reserve, Belgian style ale, brewed with spices, 10.5% ABV. And I quite liked it. It was a Belgian style ale with spices. It's not doing anything crazy in that arena, but that's an arena I like. And I think tastes good. There is a little bit of fuminess, but with, you know, 10.5, I think that's totally acceptable. Like I said, it tastes a little like plum pudding or something like that. I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it an 8 and recommend it to folks who like Belgian beers.
I am that.
You should try it.
I had Badger State Brewing Company's Oxki, limited release German style Martin. This is, I think, maybe like verbatim a rating I've given before. This is one of the best German lagers I've ever had. 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I'd recommend this one to Jobst, a friend of mine who hails from Germany.
The most German man we know.
Because he's from there.
I bet Mike would like this beer as well. Sounds right up his alley. Yeah. Do you know what you're drinking next week,
nope.
Sam? Cool.
Good.
Well, Mary, thank you for being on.
Anytime.
Thank you. Thank you for possibly bringing Sam some Pabst cheese soup.
Oh gosh, I have to figure out when to get to Walmart this week.
It's Tuesday already, and, so you're running out of time.
Running out of time.
I get it. To both of you, I hope you stay warm. Don't get frostbite out there waiting for the bus.
Well, it's not fatal. As
don't
we
go
know
outside.
From reading that one thing that we've discussed at length.
So true.
So true. Take us home, Tyler.
All right.
Set me free.
Everybody, all right, everybody, if you want to let us know what your favorite Minotaur semen-based romance novel is, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. So you're in the labyrinth for months, and you finally get to the center. Who's there? Minotaur gotta suck his dick. Man, that sucks.
Literally.
You started that, and I was like, oh, the movie Labyrinth. I love that movie, as I've talked about several times on this podcast, but that's not where you're going. You're going with the tradish, like, Minotaur Labyrinth.
From the way
I
that
got it.